we are now going to start Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah starts Rav Gamliel, Benoi Shel Rav Yehuda Hanossi, Oimer. Rav Gamliel, the son of Rav Yehuda, the prince. That is the Rav Yehuda of the first Mishnah when we said Rabbi Oimer, because he was Rabbi of all of the Jewish people. He said, Yofa, it is proper. Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, Im Derech Eretz, with Derech Eretz. What is Derech Eretz? The understanding is that Derech Eretz means that a person is working for a living. That it is proper that a person should not only study Torah, but accompanying his studying should also be that he earns a living for his family. It is very important to understand why he says that. Sheyegias Shneihem. Because when a person is engaged in learning Torah and also in providing for his family, Mishkachas Avon, it makes him forget about sinning. We need to analyze now what is the significance of having both in your schedule on a daily basis. So the simple thing is that when a person is busy, when a person is involved, when a person is occupied, he has no time to think about sinning. He's just too busy. The only time that sin has a place in the human mind is an empty mind. We will study later in others that habatolo mevi lidei zimo, that when a person is idle, he is not occupied, so it causes him to have inappropriate thoughts. If a mind is empty, the satan, the yetzer hara, the evil inclination, has a place to rest. But if you don't give him any place to rest, then he leaves you alone, so to say. There's also another aspect which Chazal tell us, that when one is engaged in the study of Torah and he's using all his brain power, he's fully engaged, it has the power to weaken him. We think that the only time a person loses strength is if he's doing manual labor. He's physically involved. But a person who's sitting on a chair, so he's relaxed, he's comfortable. How much energy is he expending? And the Mishnah is telling us over here that the study of Torah is very, very encompassing. And when a person is studying Torah and he's fully engaged and he's really, really involved in trying to understand what the Torah is saying, and he's putting in his full concentration, and his mind penetrate the depths of what the sages were concerned about, and how they were finding the resolution to certain difficulties that they encountered while studying verses in the Torah, and how they brought proofs why the interpretation is a certain way, and while they listened to the other sage who had a different opinion, and how they both came to a different conclusion, and sometimes they agreed with each other, and sometimes they disputed what one another was saying, and that had a practical aspect in the way they would approach the observance of a mitzvah and how they would do it. So that takes a lot of energy. That has the power to make a person forget about sin. At the same time, also work. When a person is engaged in physical labor, or he goes to a job and he has to do work, it also weakens him. When a person is on the weak side, as opposed to the strong side, then he is less apt to sin. When the person is weak, sometimes also the evil inclination is weak. That is the reason why they felt that you need to engage yourself in both. There's also another understanding over here. Why does the study of Torah and going out to earn a living, why is that Mishkachas Avon? Why does a person sin? Not only because the evil inclination forces him to sin. A lot of times a person sins because he lacks knowledge of what the Torah wants him to do. He lacks knowledge of what Hashem wants him to do. By studying Torah, we come to understand what is it that Hashem wants from us. How does Hashem, who created us, want us to live our life? How does he want us to conduct ourselves? The Torah was a present that Hashem gave to the Jewish people. He did not give it to everybody else. In it are the secrets of the entire universe. We are the privileged nation that Hashem shared the book that he authored only with us. And therefore, we are required that if the king sends us a telegram, he sends us a letter, we are supposed to be interested in what the king says. And if I don't understand what the king says, then I need to find out what the king says. So when you see thousands of young men in a Beis HaMedrash, in a study hall, and they are studying a tractate, and they're going back and forth, what are they really doing? They're really trying to figure out, what is it that Hashem wants from me? Because that is the only way that I could fulfill His will. And since we're on this world for one purpose only, is to fulfill His will, how do we know what His will is? So to the extent that I understand the Torah, to that extent I'm able to fulfill His will. So by studying Torah, that's Mishkach HaSovan. That does not afford the Yetzirah to bother us with sin, because we have an antibody which is called Torah, and the Torah is able to fight whatever the evil incarnation is trying to do to us. We really can say to Hashem, it's not fair. You gave us an evil inclination. How are we ever supposed to conquer an evil inclination? So the Eibishter says, Barosi Yetzirah, I created a Yetzirah. But don't just think I gave you a Yetzirah without a medical prescription. I gave you a Torah. And the Torah is able to counteract against the evil inclination. So the more you study Torah, the more you know, and the more you know, the more you are able to conquer him. And that is the same thing when a person is working. Why does working make him forget sin? Because an unemployed person has to come up with schemes how to support himself, how to survive. And ultimately, if a person does not make an honorable living, does not earn his bread in a fair fashion, he is going to look for other ways how to be able to sustain himself and his family. What happens is he starts coming up with all different types of ideas, sometimes not appropriate ideas, sometimes dishonest ideas, in order to figure out how to earn a living. Rabbi Gamliel says that when a person is engaged in Torah and Derech Eretz, he has no time to sin, and also he is fortified with knowledge, and he's occupied with an honest living, that keeps him away from sin. And that's why he says afterwards, V'chol Torah she'eini mal malacha, Torah that you study, but it is not accompanied with a job, he doesn't have how to sustain himself, so for the betela, at the end it is going to disappear. Because since he needs sustenance, so what is going to happen is that he is not going to study Torah as he would be able to study. Not with purity of mind, not with his full intelligence and his full concentration, because his mind is always buzzing and always worrying, how am I going to make a living? How am I going to put bread on my table? In order to study Torah properly, it requires a certain mental state. And the Torah deserves, since it is a holy document, it deserves our fullest concentration. When we get sidetracked, we can't delve in to the real message. A lot of times we could distort the message. And then as a result of that, we don't conduct ourselves properly. Or even we can justify what we are doing, even if it is wrong. We can find a certain way to distort the Torah and come up with an interpretation that would justify our actions, which is really untrue. That's why we spoke in the beginning. When we spoke, Torah is a very interesting thing. We spoke, I think it was in the introduction when we started learning, L'mayminim ba'asama d'chaya. To those people that are righties, that means they go on the right path, they are pure intent. It is a potion of life. And on the opposite side of the fence, Lamas Me'ilimbo, people that are going to the left, that means they're not studying Torah, practicing Torah with pure intent. They're trying to find angles, they're trying to find excuses, they're trying to find leniencies, they're trying to find justification for what they are doing in the Torah, and they twist it and bend it back and forth, upside down, inside out, and extract from it what really is not the intent of Torah. That's the Lamas Me'ilimbo. So that kind of Torah doesn't have a future. It doesn't have, it's short-lived. It doesn't have an existence that is beneficial. We know a person needs sustenance. A person needs food. The Gemara says, "Im ein kemach ein Torah." If a person doesn't have how to feed himself, he can't survive. The sages were very, very clear on how they felt one needs to operate. And you see, many, many of the sages each had a profession. Rabbi Yochanan Asam says Rabbi Yochanan was a shoemaker. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbi Yitzchak was a blacksmith, and so on and so forth. You see, many of the sages had a profession, but we can't make a mistake here and just say, well, they learned, they had a job. No, even when they were in their job, they were learning. Their mind was always occupied with Torah, even when they were working. And when they went to work, they went to work with the proper intention that they should have how to live in order to be able to study Torah. So there's a big difference when a person studies Torah and then he leaves to work for the sake of working, or a person that's always engaged in Torah even when he goes to work because he's only going to work to be able to learn. Some people can go ahead and say, oh, you see here, the Mishnah said you have to work. And then the person works, his intention is he should have money for a Lamborghini, or for a fancy vacation, or for who knows what else. When the Mishnah talks about working and learning, it's talking about, like the sages tell us, that they figured out exactly how much they need to sustain themselves, and that is only the amount of time that they dedicated to work. If the sages decided they need 3 hours to work, and that's enough for them to have a roof over their head, so that the rest of the time they can study Torah, that's what the sages did. They didn't work an 8-hour day, because you have to work an 8-hour day. No. They say a joke once, Rosh Hashiva asked a student, what are you doing? He said, I'm an accountant. He says, I didn't ask you what your job is. I asked you what you're doing. You're not an accountant. You're a Ben Torah. You're a Jew. You're engaged in Torah. That's your occupation. Your occupation is Torah. Would you make a living? Okay, a living you make, you're an accountant. But that's not who you are. You're not an accountant. Even when the sages say, Kol Torah she'enima malacha sefer lebetela, or that you have to do both. We have to know, it's not that the malacha is equal with the Torah. No, the Torah is the main thing. That's my occupation. Now, you have to work. Okay, so you work to make a living so that you can stay honest and you can stay pure and you can give charity and you can raise a family. And therefore they say that if a person does go to work and he goes to work with the right intention, so he gets reward, because the intention was right. And what he says with that is that I really didn't want to leave the Torah. I didn't want to stop the Torah. I was forced to stop. That's a whole different type and a whole different attitude when a person goes out to work. And therefore, like we said before, it could cause a person to sin. Before we said having Torah with their acheretz, doing both of them simultaneously, makes you forget from sin. And now he emphasizes, and Torah without the malacha, that causes you to sin.
We are told by Rabbi Gamliel, v'chol ha'amelim im hatzibur, all those who work with the congregation, yiyu amelim imohem l'shem shamayim, that the people engaged with the congregation need to work with them for the sake of heaven. That means for the mitzvah sake.
They shouldn't have ulterior motives. They should not have in their minds that by being busy with the children of Hashem that they will gain fame or they will gain glory. That will give them the opportunity to become big bosses and push people around, heaven forbid. No, it has to be holy work. It's not the regular kind of work that a person is engaged in. It has to be work that is very, very pure. Our Creator wants His children to be dealt with in a respectful way, in a very understanding way. And in order to do that, the people that work with them need to be understanding and respectful in order that the people should feel that they are respected and that they are understood. Dealing with Hashem's children is not a simple matter. We are made out of a different mold. And many, many times, because the Jewish people have been through so many hardships, sometimes it may not be so easy to deal with us. It is a lot easier to deal with someone who has not gone through trauma as opposed to someone who has gone through trauma. And the Jewish people have been through lots and lots of trauma throughout the generations. As we know, whether it was the Crusades or whether it was the concentration camps or whether it was the Spanish Inquisition or whether it was Kalmanicki era, all the other trials and tribulations that the Jewish people have gone through and throughout have remained steadfast to Hashem, it still has created a certain damage in the being of the nation, and therefore they have to be treated accordingly.